Praise Jesus, Pastor Dr. Ramiz. This is Dr. Krishna here. Yes, I am sending a voice message only as a testimony today to you. What exactly happened with me in Tawam Hospital, I just want to tell you that. You know, I was hospitalized and I was in a very actually, what to say, the conditions and the reports and all were showing a lot of discouragement, even to the doctors and all. The different doctors were coming, gastroenterologist, cardiologist, nephrologist, then gastroenterologist and oncologist and all. And because there was so much of deterioration in my health that my kidneys, they said, has gone into acute failure. Liver is also not okay. The heart is also not okay. All these things they were telling me, you know. And lots of investigations were being done. While I was on the bed only, they were carrying me around to different departments and all, different investigations, and the reports which were coming was not very good, you know. And the doctors were hesitant now what to do and what to put him on, you know. Because from their talks, I could listen, I was having all this low sodium level. So, I was not very, very conscious, but I was able to understand what the talks and all are going on between doctors, na? So, and being a doctor myself, I was understanding that, for what I am heading, you know, what is going to happen and all, it was all running in my head. But, yeah, there was a portal vein, thrombosis actually, a big clot, and that was not letting blood flow. So they were, nobody, they cannot give me blood thinners, not even aspirin or any type of injection or anything, because of my oncology, because of my CML, no blood thinners, because as it is, I have bleeding tendencies, you know. So all these things, they were in a real fix actually, what's to be done. And that time, sir, this was after many days in the night, you know. One night, then I also blocked my mind completely, and I just told Jesus, Jesus, you are my doctor, and you should come and save me now. You are my savior, you are my doctor, and I have put my trust and faith, all life, only into you, only into you. And you have said that you will never leave me nor forsake me. I want you at this time. Come to me. And that night, now this is my testimony. That night, while I was still on bed, lying down, suddenly I felt a very strong grip, Jesus, the hand of Jesus was holding my left hand, and a very strong grip, you know. And I could feel that power in that grip. And then I heard a very nice voice, soothing, compassionate, you know, a voice telling me, I am with you. I will take you through all this. you just rest. And clearly told me that difficulties are going to come, but through all the difficulties, I will be with you. You have put your trust in me, and I know it. So I have come. So now I am telling you that everything will be okay with you. I am hearing all this, and the voice is telling me, all I want you to do is you tell everyone what Jesus has done for you. What Jesus has done for you. So I was just listening, you know. And Jesus told me that I have come here only to save the souls which are lost, you know. My Father has sent me for that, and I have to bring everyone back. So you will tell what Jesus has done for you as your testimony, and this will tell people that Jesus is alive, Jesus is a living God, he is very powerful, and whatever means my experience, this I should to tell. So I didn't know, but the next morning, suddenly I had so much of power inside me that I just sat up on the bed. I just sat up on the bed, and on my own, which I was never been not been able to do so many days. I just sat up on the bed next morning, and I then start suddenly remembered what Jesus had so clearly instructed me, that just tell everyone what I have done, what Jesus has done for you. You take this name Jesus in front of everyone and tell them, Jesus did this for me. Jesus did this for me. And this will be enough to bring many, many people back to us. They don't know. And I want to bring them back into my light, and I will show them the way to go to our Heavenly Father. He is waiting with open arms to receive all his children. All are his children, and he loves everyone beyond words he loves. So this you do for me in the morning, when I means you just say that Jesus did this for me. So that is what I am trying now telling you also, that this is the testimony, that power which came into me. The doctors, when they came next morning, they were all shocked, you know. They said that, what happened? What happened? And I told them straight away that Jesus did this for me. Jesus did this for me. They said, oh, very good, you have very strong faith in God, keep that faith going. This is a miracle which has happened in your life, they said. Because suddenly, when they checked the reports and all, then they were all telling that, see, the kidneys have started functioning once again, the liver is also okay. Okay means out of danger. The heart and all, the aortic stenosis, everything has, there was a change in the picture everywhere in their reports. And they were also very happy, all the doctors and all. But then they said that, can you stand here on your own? I said, of course, Jesus is in me. He is doing this for me. So I just got out from the bed and stood on my own feet, you know. There was so much strength and power in me that time, and I was feeling the Holy Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit pushing me from behind, means holding me type, you know, pushing me, holding me upright, And I was just standing there. Then they said, oh God, see, he's not even shivering, not trembling, huh? Then they said that, can you walk around a little bit? I said, yes, Jesus is in me, I can do it, huh? And so I just walked around a little bit. So they were very, very happy. They were surprised and happy. And then they told me that, see, we cannot keep you long in hospital because a lot of cross infection is there, and you will be safer at home. See, since now you have got this energy to stand up and walk, I think we will discharge you and you go home and continue your treatment at home. Only thing, once a week we will be calling you for follow-up and then we will check everything. Because there had been ascites, there was a drain put into me, and all these drips, albumin, and lots of antibiotics and saline, and everything was there. They removed everything and they just told me that it is best you go home now. So that is why we were sent home, and I'm giving you this testimony. It is from, I means directly because Jesus has said this. He said that you start telling people what Jesus has done for you. That is all I want you to do. So this is what I want to tell you. And I thank you, Pastor, that you have been with me throughout. I thank you a lot for your prayers. And I know that Jesus is there in all of us. He said that I am here, I am living, I am with you people. Difficult times, or didn't know that I am with you through every situation. If anyone who has come to me, I will take them straight, I will show them the way right to my Father God. So this is my testimony. And Sushma is also giving you lots of thanks that throughout she was being able to correspond with you. Because even in that Tawam hospital, the Wi-Fi is not there. So it's a real a struggling time, you can say, we were going through. But she has managed everything on her own, and I praise God. I give him all the glory for what he is doing in Sushma's life, you know, how she is getting so much of strength, energy, and how she is going through all this only because of me. Please keep praying for us, because I still have to do a lot of work. I have to keep telling more and more and more people this, what Jesus has done for me. Okay. Blessings, blessings, blessings from Jesus to you also, Pastor. Thank you for your family, for everyone, the church itself, all the members, whoever is with Jesus, there are blessings flowing through. The blessings means real good blessings, you know. Just everything will be taken care of. That type of blessings, you know. Okay, thank you. Thank you for listening. Okay. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen.